sports bettors, your people, my people, our people coming together. And hey, we created this channel, sports betting channel here on a podcast, because we, and it's interesting, we started it today, December 17th, 2018. But literally, we've been kind of brewing and thinking on how to kind of open it up and what to lead with and how to kick this off, because we're going to make this sort of a daily check-in, a daily what's going on in the sports betting world. And we cover the best sports books, the best online sports books, the best handicapping systems, anything and everything in regards to sports betting. Eat, drink, live, breathe, sleep, rinse, repeat sports betting, season to season, sport to sport. And interestingly enough, today, when we decided to kick this off, we came across an article by David Purdom of ESPN. He's a staff writer. And we kind of were drawn to it. We've followed David for a long time. But the American sports gambler beats out Adam Silver, Roger Goodell, in the 2018 rankings of the most influential people in sports business for 2018. Top of that list, the American sports gambler. Holy shit, that's huge. Earlier in the year in May, you probably remember PASPA got overturned and things really started flipping and changing. So the American people, as we know it, are getting ready to go through massive changes in their life and their lifestyle of how it's done. And so on a daily basis, we're going to bring you some news, some info. It might be a minute, it might be 2 minutes, it might be 20 minutes. We don't know. Whatever's important, whatever's a priority, and whatever we can do at that time. So we hope to get this out. Not hope. We will get this out, but we hope you can use it to your advantage and your benefit. And if we had something like this, we would be happy, because we'd want to check in and kind of get the daily vibe on the best news, the best insight, everything that's going on in the sports world. So definitely the American sports better and sports gambler is even signing off and being more influential than LeBron James, coming in at number 15, just behind the Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, number 13, and New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft, number 14. I said May 18th. It's actually May 14th. The U.S. Supreme Court struck down the PASPA, the Professional and Amateur Sports Protection Act of 1992. What a crock of shit that was. It basically blocked everybody from being able to function the way they wanted to. And I think what Bill Bradley, Governor Bradley from New York, had a lot to do with that as a former New York Knicks basketball player. Kind of had a little bit of the red ass, more like from a lot of sports bettors, I think, yelling at him, saying, "Oh, you blew the cover. You blew my bets." And then I think when he got into politics, he decided to kind of stick it up the people's butts by passing and helping out with such laws and putting that in place. But legal sports books capable of offering Vegas-style sports betting have popped up in Delaware, Mississippi, New Jersey, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and West Virginia in the past 6 months. More than a dozen states are lined to take part in betting in sports in 2019. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. The Garden State will eclipse the $1 billion mark in wagers this month, more than 70% of the action having been placed online. Again, we feel like we've been ahead of this. We're on track with this, and we want to jump in right now and take charge of this, and be your conduit, your outlet, your place to come to gather the best information that could affect your lifestyle as a sports bettor here in the United States. We're starting to see the MGM, William Hill, companies like that get aligned with NBA, NHL, and Major League Baseball. And that's only going to help the mobility and the wagering aspects that are going on games. And it's just started, folks. It's just started, and it's going to be nuts going forward. So we want to try to help you sift through all that chaotic craziness and just be an outlet, or help you be, have a contact or a resource to come through to ask questions and look into very important topics which affect all of us from a legality standpoint, the technology standpoint, capping, blockchain in handicapping, all kinds of topics and all kinds of technologies are going to be coming out. It's going to be a super, super exciting time. Cannot be more happy. So that's why we're here. It's our first little episode. Hope you find this to be an interesting topic and an interesting area that we'll come to. And again, on a daily basis, we'll check in here and let you know what's hot, what's not, what's going on. And if anything, if you ever have questions, you can always get a hold of us at 302-858-0733. And you can also email us at support at sportsbetfunding.com. That's support at sportsbetfunding.com. So, all right, guys, thank you for your listenership. We'll be back tomorrow with more and the next day and the next day and the next day. And we hope everyone has a great betting night.